KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 29 degrees in Atlantic. We'll look for mixed precipitation this morning. Light snow, sleet, freezing rain, and rain before changing over to light snow and rain this afternoon, a high of 37. There is a winter weather advisory in effect until 9 a.m. tomorrow for Harrison and Shelby counties, and from noon today until 6 p.m. Wednesday for Audubon, Guthrie, Crawford, Carroll, and Greene counties. Also a winter storm warning for Sac County until 9 a.m. on Wednesday. We look for light snow, possibly mixed with sleet, to begin this morning and become moderate at heavy times this afternoon into tonight, especially north of Interstate 80, and that should taper off on Wednesday morning. So do expect some slippery road conditions later on today if you're out planning to travel, especially off to the north. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. In Western Iowa News, a team from Sioux City is expected to join in the continued search today for a teen missing since an accident last Thursday morning. 15-year-old Joanna Acosta of Denison disappeared after the car she was riding in went out of control through a field and entered the Boyer River north of Denison at around 3 a.m. Thursday. Four other people in the vehicle were able to make it to the roof of the submerged vehicle and were rescued or made their way to safety. Each day since the accident occurred, law enforcement personnel, along with firefighters and other volunteers, have assembled to resume the search along the Boyer River. The early 40-mile stretch of the underway from Denison to Logan had been searched and will continue to be monitored or searched until Joanna is found. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education is set to receive proposals this week from the collective bargaining units representing the certified and non-certified staff for the 2017-18 school year. The certified units bargaining unit will make its initial proposal to the district today at 3:30 in the Media Center at the Atlantic Middle School. The non-certified CBU team will make its proposal to the board Thursday afternoon at the same time and place. Both sessions are open to the public. No action will be taken during this, the initial bargaining phase of the sessions. Police in Atlantic report the arrest on Friday of 59-year-old Douglas Cook of Atlantic for second-degree sexual abuse and sexual abuse in the third degree for forcible fondling and dissemination of obscene materials. Cook was being held at the Cass County Jail. Also arrested Friday was 18-year-old Ethan Urlacher of Atlantic for OWI first offense. On Sunday, Atlantic police arrested 41-year-old Nicholas Johnson of Exira for assault causing injury to a health care provider. Johnson was being held in the Cass County Jail. Sheriff's deputies in Audubon County late Friday night arrested 38-year-old Philip Andrew Fees of Audubon for domestic abuse assault. Audubon police assisted in making the arrest, which was the result of an investigation into an incident that allegedly occurred at a residence in the 2500 block of 200th Street in Audubon County. Fees was released from custody after appearing before a magistrate. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports two separate arrests Monday morning. At around 8:30 a.m., deputies arrested 43-year-old William Dean Pettit of Creston. He was taken into custody for driving while revoked and failure to file SR-22 insurance. Pettit was taken to the Adams County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. And deputies arrested 38-year-old Melissa Teeters of Bedford late Monday morning after a traffic stop for a cracked windshield. Teeters was charged with possession of marijuana, second offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Her bond was set at $2,000. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday two men from Atlantic were arrested on separate OWI charges last week. On Saturday, or rather on January 17th, 32-year-old Adam Lee Morris was arrested on a felony charge of OWI third or subsequent offense and driving while revoked. Morris was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on his own recognizance. And last Wednesday, Cass County deputies arrested 28-year-old Carl James Soglin of Atlantic on a charge of OWI first offense. Soglin was brought to the Cass County Jail and released the following day, also on his own recognizance. And the National Weather Service is offering storm spotter training classes free of charge to the public in the coming months. Storm spotters relay real-time information to the National Weather Service, especially during the tornado season. Information includes hail, tornadoes, high winds, damage, heavy rains, and any phenomenon associated with the severe storms. In Cass County, the storm spotter training class will be held Wednesday, March the 8th at 7 p.m. at the Cass County Courthouse in Atlantic. In Adair and Guthrie counties, it'll be held at 7 p.m. Wednesday, March 15th at the Menlo Community Building. and in Union County on Tuesday, March 21st at the Alliant Building. You can find out more information under this same story on the news or weather page at KJAN.com. In our funeral announcements, Dixie Sherm, age 95, of Avoca and formerly of Walnut, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Dixie Sherm will be this morning at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Joyce Schroeder Amdor, age 74, of Defiance, died Thursday. A mass of Christian burial for Joyce Amdor will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Rose of Lima Church in Denison. Fannbecker Funeral Home of Denison is in charge of the arrangements. Esther Abbott, age 85, of Atlantic and formerly of Stanton, died January 18th. Graveside services for Esther Abbott will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Mamre Cemetery in Stanton. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Ted Douglas Tritch, age 63, of Earlham, died Friday in Des Moines. A celebration of life visitation for Ted Tritch will be held from 6 until 8 p.m. Wednesday at the Earlham Community Building. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has the arrangements. Verna Fett, age 87, of Adair, died Saturday in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Verna Fett will be this Thursday at 11 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Kenny Kenkel, age 57, who's formerly of Harlan, died Sunday in Erling. A mass of Christian burial for Kenny Kenkel will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Homer Tanner, age 90, of Orient, died Sunday in Creston. Funeral services for Homer Tanner will be Thursday at 1:30 at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Pamela Everhart, age 66, of Atlantic, died Sunday at her home. Services for Pamela Everhart are pending at the Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. Darla Kreese, age 61, who's formerly of Greenfield, died Friday in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Funeral services for Darla Kreese are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Clifton Moore, age 56, of Adair, died Friday in Des Moines. Cremation will take place and memorial services for Clifton Moore will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.